Welcome to No Nonsense Trivia Podcast, The Next Generation. My name is Elliot. I'm here with my co-hosts, Amelia and Wilson. Welcome to the show. How are you guys? How are you feeling? How are you feeling, Amelia and Wilson?
Good.
Good.
Yes. Good. As you know, my dad, Lee, hosts trivia and usually this podcast. And your dads have both been on the podcast before as guests. Amelia, your dad is Seth and has been on several times. And Wilson, your dad is Joe, who was last on episode 119. So they both obviously like trivia. Question, do you ever play trivia games with your family or just share facts?
Not really.
No, not really? Neither of them?
No, not really. Sometimes, though.
Like, not very often?
No.
Okay. Wilson, how about you?
The same with Amelia.
Okay. I love sharing facts with my family and sometimes making quizzes for them. And actually, here are two stories about times that Lee actually gave me a question and I got it correct. It was correct. It makes me laugh so hard. And, okay, so the first time was when my mom was doing a music video called Love Bug Season. I was in it, so we were driving to the park to do a scene for that. And Lee asked us a question. The question was, what is the name of the Pokemon that sings a lullaby and puts your Pokemon to sleep? Do you not know that many Pokemon?
I know a lot of Pokemon, but I don't know that one. I feel like I know it, though.
I think it's the black and red cat.
Black and red
Litten?
Cat?
Litten?
Probably.
Litten. Yeah, that's not right. It is Jigglypuff. It is Jigglypuff. It's Jigglypuff. And the second time I got something correct was a time I just got back from school and we were eating dinner and Lee told me some trivia about turtles. And asked me some trivia about turtles because if he told me, he would just tell me the answer. But I got it correct. I have gotten it correct on my own. But he asked a question about turtles, which was, what is the design pattern on the back of a turtle's shell called? And I said, scutes. And then I got it correct. And correct! How many times have I said correct? Is anybody keeping a count?
No.
I probably said it 1 million times already. But anyways, I was correct. But Lee said, how did you know that? And I said, because the first thing when we get to school, we do morning work. And today the morning work was a diagram of the parts of a turtle. And I guess I labeled the shell, scutes, correctly. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Now back to trivia. I brought a few different categories to quiz you on, including Gravity Falls, cats, and also history. I know you already know the answer to Gravity Falls, Wilson. I already know that.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
He does.
It's easy anyway.
I watch it all the time.
Yes, you do. What did you bring questions about?
So the first one is, we're talking about Gravity Falls, then the universe, then spiders.
Ah, okay. So Amelia, how about you?
All of my questions are about space.
Okay, that's... Yes. Yes. Yes! 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 We are now BFFs, all of us. We are now reunited as one.
Oh.
Okay.
Anyways, all of your categories sound good. Before we get started with our quiz, let's take a short break, then we'll have some trivia questions in round one. We are back, and Wilson, time for trivia. It's time for your, it is time for your shine. Time for you to shine. Time for your shine. Time for your
shine.
Shine.
Shine like a sun. What does Bill Cipher from Gravity Falls laugh sound like?
Sounds very demonic.
It sounds very evil.
Evil and demonic.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's kind of.
Evil and demonic. Okay. Mine's also a Gravity Falls question first, so you're lucky.
Probably. You do love Gravity Falls like me, so probably.
But this is going to be very easy. Very, very easy.
Go ahead, then.
In Gravity Falls, the main character, Dipper and Mabel, have an uncle named Grunkle Stan, who has a long-lost brother. What is Stan's brother's name? It's easy.
Stanford. I think it's Stanford.
Stanford. I agree. Stanford.
Yes, it is Stanford, but everyone calls him Ford for short.
Amelia's last name.
Amelio.
Uh-huh.
Amelio.
That's my last name.
It is time
for you.
My question.
Like Wilson did. Like Wilson did.
It's Amelia's turn.
Yes. Now. To shine.
What is Saturn's largest moon?
Saturn. Oh, no, I don't know that many moons. This is kind of hard.
I agree. I definitely agree.
I don't know that many moons. At all.
Only moon I know is ours.
We don't live on a moon. I mean, we don't live on a moon, but there
when
is.
When it's nighttime.
La moon. La moon.
Earth's moon.
What?
The moon.
I don't.
The moon. None of us. I mean, Amelia knows.
I don't
knows.
Know that much moons. I only know
Me neither.
Our moon.
Do you want to know the answer?
If you want us to.
The answer is Titan.
Oh.
I don't know that moon.
Yeah, I don't know any moons except for ours. So actually a pretty hard question. Nice.
Two moons. Our moon and also Orion, the moon.
The only moon I know is ours.
You learn something new every day?
Yeah. Nope.
Not exactly.
Yeah, not exactly. How many planets are in our solar system?
Solar system.
I think it's 8.
I think it's 9.
Correct.
9
8
is a dwarf
is
planet.
Correct.
9 Pluto's a dwarf planet.
8 is correct. Nice job.
Well, still very close.
Now it's Elliot's turn to ask the question. Elliot,
okay.
Bring it on.
Bombay cats were bred to look like what big cat? Like, big cat means, not domestic. Like, not tame.
I don't know any
cats.
So,
not a skinny cat?
No, not, like...
Not like a really teeny cat?
A feral cat. Like a feral cat.
I get it.
That's what a big cat is, a feral cat.
Oh.
One that'll hurt you.
You mean, cheetahs or panthers?
Yeah.
Is it a cheetah?
No.
No? Okay.
Can you read the question one more time?
Okay, yes. Bombay cats were bred to look like what big cat?
Lion?
Nope.
Is it a lion?
Nope, non-lion, non-lion.
Is it... I don't know.
I don't know either.
Do you just give up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How about you? It is a panther! Amelia, you said it!
Oh,
you
my!
Said it!
Oh, my!
You said it!
Oh! Oh, my!
That's the type of cat Dizzy is, because panthers are black, and Bombay cats are only the color black.
Oh, oh my God.
I get it now.
Amelia, it's your turn to do the question. Amelia, okay. Bring it on.
What year did Pluto become a dwarf planet?
Oh. Again, it's hard. Because I don't know.
You guys have an idea?
A long time ago?
A really long time ago? Yes!
Like in the 1980s?
I mean, what year?
Maybe?
What year?
Maybe it's somewhere in the 1980s. Maybe. Elliot?
Maybe. It could. Could be.
Do you guys have a guess?
Like 1785. That's just a random guess.
I probably agree. Yeah, I agree.
It's just a random guess.
What year do you think it is? What year do you think it is?
1985.
Okay.
Same old.
The answer is 2006.
That is so easy! How did we not get that one?
That's only a few years ago.
A long time ago.
Yep.
It's not that long.
Probably like 18,000 years ago.
No.
Oh my.
I think it was only like 15 years ago.
50 years ago?
15.
Oh, yeah. It's probably 15. Okay?
Okay, so. First, next, we are going to take a break, and also after that break, we are going to do a Rate My Question.
I don't know what that is, but okay.
Okay, we're back and it's time for a Rate My Question.
Rate My Question!
Okay, this question comes to us from Quiz.
Okay, time to get serious. I'm serious. Rate it!
Okay, what glittery material was invented by Henry Rushman? Rutschman?
What?
Ha! In 1934. That's a long time ago. That is a very long time ago.
Probably in the 1930s.
Maybe. Glitter glue?
I have a feeling. I'm with Amelia with this. I don't know.
Glitter glue? I don't know.
Can you read the question again? I actually forgot the question a little.
What glittery material was invented by Henry Rushman in 1934?
Is it silver crayons?
Silver crayons. I don't think they're that glittery.
No, I don't think they're that glittery.
Okay, nah.
It says glittery material. So it might be, I have glitter glue in mind.
Me too.
Yes, we both have glitter glue in mind.
What about
slime?
Glitter slime?
Yeah.
You can put glitter
in slime.
Slime with a bunch of little glittery things that you sprinkle on.
Glitter.
I mean, that's basically what it's called.
Glitter.
It's basically what it's called.
Glittery things.
Okay.
It's not what it's called.
Glittery slime. That's all our answers. Glittery slime.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure. I'm definitely sure.
Think of one more thing.
I never lied in my life.
Let's think of one more thing.
I probably did once, but...
What else is glittery?
Elsa's glitter. Elsa's glittery.
Silver glitter crayons.
Silver glitter crayons. I've never seen that before in my life.
I have some at home, you know. If you want to see some.
What about... I don't know.
I agree with myself. I think it's slime, too. I think it's like glittery slime, too.
Glittery slime.
Yes, we're both on glittery slime, Wilson.
Amelia?
Are you think of one more thing. I really think we should think of one more thing.
What was your answer going to be?
I don't know.
Do you agree with us or do you not agree with us?
Well, I just want to think of one more thing because it might not be. I just want to think of one more thing because it might not be. A glitter pencil?
There's a such thing as a glitter pen.
Well, glitter. I changed my mind to glitter pen. I don't know what that is, but I changed it to glitter pen.
I think it's slime. I think it's slime.
I actually changed my answer to slime. Yeah.
Glittery
slime.
You wanna be right. I am in on the slime.
I think it's just glitter.
I partake the slime.
Just glitter? It can't be just glitter.
It says glittery material.
It's probably a trick question and just glittery.
I think it's just glitter.
I think it's slime. I think it's glittery slime.
It's definitely glittery slime. I mean, I went through all the answers.
Material.
It's glittery slime. I went through all the answers.
I think it's just glitter.
Glittery slime.
Glittery slime. The answer is glitter?
Amelia! I mean, it is right for Amelia.
Amelia.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's you both.
Okay.
Amelia, are you an alien?
No.
Yeah. Are you an alien?
My dad told me the answer.
Come on! Seth!
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Is it boring?
Definitely not boring.
Yes.
It's not boring. It's not boring.
Yes. It makes us argue, which is not boring. Nothing to ignore.
Okay.
Does it have a good built-in hint?
I don't think so.
Nope, not really. Nope.
I was going to say yes, but I guess the answer is no.
Well, I thought it was going to be something that was glittery, not glitter.
It's a trick question. I thought it was glittery slime.
He could have said sparkly material, and then I would have guessed glitter.
Is it too long?
Too long?
It's pretty short. I don't think it's too long.
Yeah, I don't think it's too long.
Nah,
it's just a few words.
Yes, I think it's... I agree with Amelia.
Okay. Yeah, it's not too long anyways. So, next question. What's your rating? How do you rate it? One out of ten.
Five.
5 out of 10. Because it was fun a little bit.
But it was also frustrating.
It caused some frustrating. So I think it's right in the middle of 10. Five.
Yeah, five.
Definitely.
We all think five.
Five.
If you'd like to write in with a RMQ or a miscorrection or a no note, you can email us at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com or call us at 1-929-356-6966. A lot of sixes in there. All right, it's time for our final questions. Amelia, you can go first.
Okay. What is the hottest kind of star?
Hottest kind of star?
Easy. Sun.
Easy.
It's the sun.
It
definitely
is?
Definitely the sun.
No, the hottest kind of star. Not...
I know. Stars are suns.
No.
No. What is the hottest kind of star?
A red giant. Wait, no, a blue giant. A blue giant.
A shooting star. Is it a shooting star?
A blue giant. I've read many books about this.
I've been teached about this a lot.
Taught.
Taught. Yep.
But anyways, I think it's a blue giant.
Do you agree, Wilson?
I agree. I don't know what that is, but I think it's one of the hottest.
Okay, Elliot, it is a blue star. You're correct.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Woo! Victory
on to the
dancing.
Next down.
Victory dancing.
Okay. Who's next?
Who's next? Okay, Wilson, you're next.
What is the dangerous spider or worst spider?
Tarantula.
Nope. I think it's a black widow.
Widow.
Black widow is correct.
Black widow.
What about a brown recluse?
Congratulations.
What about a brown recluse?
I've never heard of them.
They're poisonous too.
I don't know what those are, so. No. Okay. Elliot, your turn.
Okay. Hold on.
Bring it on.
Let me go. Get the right paper. There are a lot of papers here.
Oh, I see a lot of them.
Yes, there are three papers here. Okay.
Probably four of them.
Which city got famously destroyed by Mount Vesuvius in 7980?
What?
The year 7980.
7980?
That's
what?
It's like... That's like 19,000 years ago. It was 19,000 years ago, okay?
19,000.
Wait, what year?
It ain't 19,000 years ago?
Well, it was 1900.
Oh, 1900 years ago.
What year?
Still a long time ago.
What year is it again?
Like a year. long time ago.
190 years ago.
I know, that's a long, 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 long time ago.
The year is the year 79 A.D.
I don't know.
Don't know.
I'm with Amelia. This is the hardest question I ever heard in my life.
Are you sure it's not 2 times 60?
Did you just give us the answer?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good.
2 times 60 is 180, I think.
No, it's 1,200.
I don't know. I don't know.
120?
Oh, it's 120.
120?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so
120. That's the teacher.
I'm wrong and you're right.
Back to which city famously got destroyed by Mount Vesuvius in 19 A.D.
I
79 A.D.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. We both don't know.
It is...
I didn't even give it an answer.
The buried city, Pompeii.
What?
I've never heard of that.
There is a city buried underground that no one can find. I mean, like, because a volcano, Mount Vesuvius, erupted in the city Pompeii.
Weird.
And And there's actually an exhibit for all, for, and actually scientists are trying to make a 3D model of the whole entire city of Pompeii right now.
What?
Yes.
That is super weird.
I don't know why they're trying to do that either.
They're trying to make another city.
They're trying to make another Pompeii.
That is weird.
And they're I think they're trying to make it as an exhibit for all the dead bodies. Sorry. Sorry for bringing that
Up. A bunch of zombies are going to come out of the ground?
No.
Maybe.
No. No, not that.
Like that? That was the answer for my first question. Thank you.
What are you doing? Well, okay.
This is so weird.
That concludes No Nonsense Trivia Podcast, The Next Generation Star Trek Reference. Thanks for listening. My name is Elliot. Thanks again to my co-hosts, Amelia and Wilson. Until next time, no nonsense listeners.
Happy April Fool's Day!